This episode is brought to you by KoboldQuarterly.com. The magazine with big shoes to fill keeps growing. They have articles, interviews, and new spells, classes, and monsters that reach more and more readers with every issue.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho.
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th Edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All those chocolate things around us, too.
Those are snowmen, too.
Oh.
Those are minions.
They're immobilized?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that...
I mean, you cannot be.
Yeah. just wanted to confirm I was immobilized.
You are immobilized.
Can't move from your square.
You can teleport. If you had teleportation.
That's why I need silences in this game, because you're still doing something.
I can't move or I can't attack or I can't go.
No, you can attack.
Okay.
It's the dog. You're
playing shift. That's what I do. I'll be like, play shift.
Okay. Well. Alright, I'm going to use Avenging Flame on that evil bugger snowman.
Alright.
So. Versus AC. Let's see. Ooh, yeah.
Here.
I suppose they have a 10 will hit him, will it?
No!
Alright, we're going to make sure it hits him anyway, so.
Okay.
Yeah, do that. Okay.
Is it fire?
It is, yes. Okay.
Roll damage.
Let's see. 2d8. Okay. 11 plus 2 plus. Now, is that when it says 2W? Is that this round? 2 times this amount?
Yeah, 2d8 plus 2.
Okay, so per thing. So 2d8 2 times that.
Whatever.
Okay,
nice.
Okay.
Okay.
So plus 4 plus. 11 plus. Okay, plus strength.
Moved up.
Right there. So 2.
That, yeah.
17. And need to add that. So 19.
17, yes.
Okay.
So 19?
19. Plus ongoing 5 fire damage. Save ends.
Ow. He's not liking that. Okay.
Is he bloodied?
No.
Is he melty?
He is melty. But he's not bloodied. Okay, now that was Nick Ben.
Yes.
You are... Which figure did you... Oh, yes. You are Vocarious, the God of War figure.
Which is the God of Spike and Control?
Yes.
Okay.
There are snowmen minions to... Which would be my left, but you're right. There's a big snowman. Oh, yeah, Nick. You need to take 5 more cold damage.
And roll a save.
Okay. He spaces right. How many movement?
Well, he gets to roll a save for the first one, but he still takes 5 damage for
hitting. Yeah, he takes 5 damage at the...
Well, no, there's another
an power. Aura.
There's an aura. So you also take 5 cold damage.
How many movement points did you space?
Is he taking ongoing damage from a effect? And at the end of your turn, you roll save against that.
You can just move... Each space is a space. You move 6.
2 cold damage?
Fine.
One from the initial blast, then.
And then if you finish your turn or enter their...
But you roll a d20, which is just for a save. Okay.
So do you want to move that?
You're still going to take ongoing damage.
Could someone move
is a save?
Then yeah, that way? Towards the minion.
Where's my experience?
Okay, that works.
Okay. Right there.
What do you want to do?
If you
move action.
If you don't die.
You have a minor and a standard. So a
standard action and a minor action.
What's a minor action?
Minor action, well, it depends on what your powers say. Most of your powers will be standard actions.
I don't think you've got anything.
But one of the at-will powers, if you stood here...
Now, there should be in the back...
That's a minor action.
one of those pockets should have multiple cards in it, and this they should tell you your abilities from your weapons and your armor that you have.
That's the only one that has a minor in it. As long as you get one save, so I save it.
Weapon.
Whatever
weapon damage is, you roll that twice. Okay.
I'll just attack. Normal.
Okay.
Well, which power do you want to use to attack?
Because you have at wills, too.
Because you have some green ones. Well, often you do more with that.
The green ones, you can use as many.
You can use one of the green ones, yeah.
Awesome.
The red ones, you can use.
Those are at will. You don't run out of them.
I guess I wrote it right.
Okay. Actually, it should have more damage to that. I did a token.
Well, you spent the token to hit it.
Yeah, but that was...
Not to make it a crit.
Oh, right. Sorry. Good point.
You see how the daily powers, or any of the powers, but those at-will ones have different effects, typically. Some have a bigger area, some might attack two people, something like that.
I would recommend, in this case, Ben, that double attack and attacks two targets.
Yeah.
Is it a dexterity versus AC?
It's whatever your dex modifier plus a dice 20,
okay,
versus what their AC is. And that power I know says you can attack two targets.
Yes.
Maggie.
Which modifier do we use?
And it's going to be the bigger one. It's going to be D20 plus whatever that is plus the magic bonus from your weapon. Plus the proficiency bonus. Actually, if you look on the front of your character sheet, right-hand side should have your weapon listed there.
Bring it here.
Right.
I don't want it. Bring it here. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that. Double attack. Attack two different opponents.
So it should be like, what, plus 7? Or did you already add it in?
Yes, plus 11.
Basically, I'm not sure how Ethan wrote it on there. Is it a plus 11?
It's a plus 11, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's including everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's added up for you already.
Oh, good. That's better than... So, yeah. So you get to roll two attacks and add 11 to each one.
Right.
I'll do that.
Go for it.
You haven't probably killed...
15?
Okay.
No. He's totally killed all of her toys. 15?
What was that one?
15.
All right, well, someone eat those two minions.
They have a little
AC. That's good.
Two minions have died.
Yeah, but okay. Usually you're not going to be using your just basic attack. You're going to use an actual
power. Now make hot chocolate.
You can use those many times.
Yep, yeah, at will. Yeah. You don't run out of those. The red ones you can use once per encounter, like we're in an encounter. If you use one of the red ones, then you can't use it again while we're fighting this battle.
I do recommend
the gray ones are your big nasties. Yeah. You can only use those once a day. You have to rest for 6 hours after you use those to regenerate them.
I recommend, though, per encounter, just use your encounter power.
Yeah, because they'll regenerate after a 5-minute rest.
Yeah. Robin, it is you.
What about the utility ones?
It's whatever type of power they are. If it's red, they can be at will utility.
Oh, the
my job in
them. Chrome guy.
Okay. What is it versus?
If it's at will, then you can just keep using it.
Once a daily.
Roll high.
Once a day.
Mostly they're encounter or daily, but there are some at will.
Right. Roll high. Rolled a 2 and a 3, which gives me a 14 and a 15.
That's not high enough. You got minions on a 2D. Okay, well, this little candy minion's gonna go over here. This one's just gonna attack you.
Actually, this one's marked by him.
Yeah, well, then he'll attack you. This one will go over here and attack you.
Okay, if it does that, he gets his wife out.
It's stupid. It doesn't know.
Okay.
Candy minion.
He gets a 19. Bitch. Right. Snow God bitch. It's good incentive to kill things. You get to eat them. Rocks, dude.
Hey, I forgot about this one.
You can just sort of hang out there.
Mm.
You're hanging out, jamming.
Alright.
Where'd he go?
That's the dog.
Okay, but he also passed me. Oh. Okay. He
moved into your square.
He left the square that I was... He left this square, right?
No. Oh, wait, yeah, then he'll just
like that. What's that?
Okay.
Please no.
Minion over here that's marked will attack the dog. 22.
Maggie.
22?
Yes.
We'll hit the dog.
5 damage.
Oh, again.
Oh, there you are.
Other minion.
No.
21 versus you, AC.
No.
No.
21 versus me, miss.
Okay. Ben, this is versus your AC, 17.
No, 20.
So no. Okay, Melissa. No. That would be it. That would not be enough.
Okay.
Even.
Yeehaw.
That would also not be enough. That might be enough for the immobilized guy, though.
Well, immobilized just means you can't move.
Yeah.
From that spot.
But it's going to be enough.
You want right those.
23 versus unit.
Crap. Yes.
5 points of damage.
One point. I just write on it, because this is
right. You're down to 1 point?
No. One more point, I would have.
17 versus you, Scott. AC.
Nay.
Okay, we are back to the top.
With the Thumbless Wonder.
Yes.
Now that guy needs to make a save. And so that one's not on fire. Bad about that, so he's not on fire anymore.
I shall cast Magic Missile.
Where are you going to cast Magic Missile at?
At the darkness.
Okay.
So you're casting it at the darkness.
Actually, the power of the lower snowman.
Tinker Darkness is over here. I guess you could shoot the poor elf.
Yay! Okay, but I'll shoot one of the major snowmen.
Which one? This one, this one, this one, or that one?
They're all snow. And they seem to be more snow.
The one closest to me.
Okay. Then you do so.
Okay. It's intelligence versus reflex.
That's nice.
And I got 20.
That will hit.
And that does 2d4.
I don't know.
Plus 7. 2. 5. 12 damage.
Okay, well, he is bloodied.
He's mad. He's crazy raging.
Probably with, let's see.
Can you bloody that one, please?
Indomitable Snowman.
The one that's in front of Nick. Yeah, he's like all drippy, and his eye, one of his eyes has fallen off.
Good for now.
It's probably from the...
Okay, Ethan.
From the...
Use my minor for the dog.
He's going to start acting like a drugged out yeti. Here in a second.
No, we do have drugged out yetis. We just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, okay.
We'll try my quick retreat, move, attack, and miss horribly with a 10. Even if I can still shift. I shift 2 squares over. Actually, I go shift around him like that.
I don't hear him, so it's okay.
My dog shifts over here, so we're flanking.
Further.
Dog shifts over. And we'll hit that thing horribly with a 23.
Yes.
Assuming it kills it.
Yep. Little snowman popped.
That sends in another one, though.
All right.
11.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm trying to figure out what
it is. I'm done.
The 4 points.
Standing up is a move action or standard action.
Listed on here.
One from.
I never remember.
That's all
right. Okay.
And then, I think it's a move action. From I think.
Offensive move, plus 1 to attack roll. Mm-hmm. Balance after.
Find it.
It's going to be a move action, but I can't find it right now.
Okay.
The second one. Ready in action. Oh, stand up. I'm prone. 292. That was a move action. Yeah.
What's the name?
He'll stand up.
It's 292.
The only one I...
He still has a standard and a mind left.
Yeah, he only needs a standard. And does he want to use his ape shit power, or does he want to just use that? Okay, he's going to use double attack. Does a 28 hit you, Scott, versus your AC?
20 what?
8.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? I would have go ahead and use my move to shift there.
For so 9 points of damage.
No, what I'd recommend you do in your turn is you still want to attack this guy. Use a move act and the shift there. That way you're flanking him. Okay. You get a +2.
Who was that from?
That was the big guy. He stood up.
Nut.
The nut.
I thought standing up was a standard action.
Nope.
It's a move action.
Oh, it's a move action. Right.
We're going to have to bust him. Bust him up.
Okay. Fourth edition, they just want to confuse everything.
Robin takes.
Well, that makes it supposed to.
19 points of damage.
Oh! Ow!
Oh!
Whoa! That blows. You're sleeping on the couch tonight, you know.
Yeah. All right, Becca. It is all you.
Okay, so I'm gonna move here.
Yeah. You shift.
And I'm
now going. Now he gets a +2 to hit.
To use my Bonebreaker Strike, which is Constitution versus Fortitude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just use my Constitution modifier.
It's using your weapon stuff, right? So...
this plus this?
Well, it's going to be that minus one, essentially, because that's got your strength in it. So
okay.
You take your strength out and put that in instead. So
it'd
be plus 11.
Well, it's Constitution, though.
Yeah, no.
It's, yeah.
Your strength's a +5, your con's a +4. This includes the strength already.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So you're at +11, +2 because you're flanking.
Once we get into double digits, my math goes up. Yeah.
So 13. That's a 28. 28.
Versus what?
Fortitude.
No, you just barely got it. Barely missed it. Fortitude is a specialty.
Okay.
If you want to spend
that would be a fuck you and awesome. Come on.
You,
you got something to spare there.
Yeah, you do have 5.
Come on, say it.
Plenty, yeah.
Fuck you, I'm awesome. Come on.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Oh. There you go, Ethan.
Man. I make y'all swear like sailors.
Okay, so I can do damage.
You hit.
Yeah.
Yay!
I only missed by 1, so yes.
Criminy, man.
Yeah.
You can't build,
oh, I know,
you can't build monsters ever again. I forfeited
it. I didn't. I just stole it from Monster Man.
The big guy and ignore the Rolo next.
I'm going to call Watsy and tell them they can't build monsters anymore.
The Rolo whips out his magical, wonderful power.
Yeah, it hits me in the back of the head.
Whack.
Just your curiosity.
Crack of death.
Yeah. That's just what it is, right? Because that's my...
Spinebreaker.
Yeah. That's what you get. Okay, so... normal center. But it's strength modest. This is your plus damage because...
Well, the caramel carnage.
Caramel carnage. Does that apply your damage to...
my job at it has a caramel carnage.
Okay, so it's just the... Okay, so 17.
You said carnival of carnage.
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
All right.
Everybody, come on over here.
At point, the moogs just suddenly spontaneously like explode into 400 moogs, and they're like, "Yeah!"
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you
were like, "That's almost a fair fight."
That's right. That's all good.
You know what?
I've been here before.
I'm an idiot. You're attacking a snowman.
Yeah.
I'm like, a snowman doesn't have a fortitude of 29. A snowman has a fortitude of 20. So yeah, you get your
so
cough that back up.
Yeah, come on.
I have some stuck to my teeth.
Binge and purge.
Well.
Okay. Scott.
All these big cats will come out with it.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Name coach James.
Oh no, I'll have to hit a few people on
it. I don't care if I'm game or that one. I'm nice to you. Don't throw a
yeah, Scott, he stood up. He's big and bad.
But he's back
and
up again.
And he said something. And he said something defamatory about your mother.
He probably has regeneration.
He did totally.
Oh, I heard him.
I heard him. Didn't you?
I heard.
I heard too.
Why did anyone attack him?
It was
I don't know.
I did.
I'll probably hit him, but he can get through his like armor. So there's probably arrows coming out of him.
I'm going to go ahead and take a recuperating strike against Mr. Toy Soldier.
Did you back up and shoot at him?
I doubt a 13 is going to hit his AC.
This round will back up.
It's not.
Like shift
it could.
There.
But it could.
That's why I said I doubt. Yeah. So, okay.
All right. Melissa.
Okay, I'm going to do Cascade of Light on the net guy. I rolled a natural 20.
Okay, see, cool.
Nice.
So he takes...
On the net guy, you said?
28 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And I tear his head off.
No, he's still
damn alive.
Is he Woody? I mean, bloody?
Is he Woody?
Is he Woody? Well,
Splintered. Is he Splintered? No?
I declare that he is.
You could be part of that. Well, and that's magic?
I disbelieve.
Yeah.
That's the critical failure deck, Jerry.
Okay. That one was funny, too.
Wait a minute.
So that would hit the priest.
What?
No.
What?
No. Target. Find all.
Critical hit deck.
I'm gonna die, boy.
That's magic.
One creature.
Yes.
Target one creature.
That was magic, wasn't it?
Yes.
Magic.
Okay. Well, to finish that out, the target gains. He has vulnerability 5 to all your attacks. So it's a save.
But just to be an. Since I had the rage going, I'm still going to knock Toy Soldier prone again, just because.
Knock him prone. Can somebody, the minion that's next to that guy, the red minion, can somebody eat him, please?
That one?
That one?
Yeah.
And it fell on him, apparently.
I'm eating this. I'm eating this, so I'm eating this.
Well, that minion didn't die.
He didn't die?
No. Why? You attacked that big guy.
So?
Put that minion back.
This is one of my white things.
But you only can attack one guy.
That's not how it works.
No. That's how it works. Sorry.
Okay.
You did 28, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you cast your spell, you crit, and it arcs out, vaporizing the one minion he ate. And really damaging the other snowman. Plus, it kind of hurt that guy a lot.
She needs a new dot.
I need a new dot because I ate it, man. Changing the rules on me. What do you want? No, I don't want that. I want a dot.
I do.
I'll
be giddy on sugar for the next 3 days.
I'm happy right now. Woo! One's taller than the other, but that's not right.
I don't think that. So that was Melissa.
I have one.
Actually, I would take one.
The snowman. Okay, well, the snowman that's far, far away is going to walk. He's going to move 4 towards the battle. Diagonally. 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
The other snowman's going to attack Scott.
Okay. Bring it. Bring it!
Okay.
And then time. What is your name? Hallnut.
Okay, and I need Scott. You take 5 points of cold damage first of all, because where you're standing.
Okay, I'm bloody.
All right, then you will a 28 hit you.
Yes.
All right. You take 5 points of damage. You are immobilized, and you're going to take another ongoing 5 cold damage. Save ends.
I would like to point out that you suck.
Yes. Now, the bear...
Nice name of it.
The bear and Becca's character, you also take 5 points of cold damage.
I think that's her animal companion or
something,
maybe.
Bear?
Is it? Yes,
bear. It's him. He's... Modified
her. And Becca does a 23 hit your armor. Then you take 8 points of damage. You are immobilized and you're going to take an ongoing 5 points of cold damage.
Starting next turn?
Yes. Alright.
I need a blue circle, please.
Now, Mr. Nick, you take 5 points of cold damage.
Bloody.
And a 26 to hit you?
Yes.
Misses him.
Okay. Take 9 points of damage. You're immobilized.
Damn it, you're not even listening.
And you take an ongoing 5.
Wait, stop. So 6 damage, you said? Okay, 5 plus the 6, then another 5?
Sure.
That you said? Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
200 points of damage. No.
No! Oh my God.
Okay, and guess what, Nick? It's your turn.
Okay.
I think we're all dead.
Really? No.
No, I still got 5 dots. She still has 5 dots, man.
I gave her one back, so she
has all the other ones. Awesome. Use Cascade of awesome Light. 5 times.
Okay.
And hopefully I won't crit. Bad way. Oh, and I have 9 against Will. Against the Nutcracker.
Against the Nutcracker?
Yes.
Okay. What's the total? 9? No.
Okay, and well, it will hit him.
Okay, because the 9's not going to hit any of my monsters on the table.
Cascade of Light, versus Will.
Okay. That's with your implement.
Actually, I'm sorry, it'd be 11, rather, sorry.
You get plus 1 to attack.
And we have 11 with a barely hit the minion, so...
Plus your wisdom.
I bet you ate it, so it hit.
7, so...
It's not.
You eat it!
Does it add that, though? To, yeah. to the attack?
Wisdom versus Will.
To the attack, not... Mm-hmm. The damage or the attack roll?
You're attacking with your wisdom. So okay. Wisdom versus, so it's your plus. It's 7 plus all your other modifiers.
Wow. Okay.
So 7 plus 18. 9 plus the...
2 for that.
2 for that, yeah.
18.
So 18?
18 versus Will.
That won't hit.
Well, so you already ate it,
so yes. So give me damage.
But for future reference, that's how you do.
And he is... You said he got hit by your spell that does something. Adds radiant...
He has vulnerability 5 to all
to her attacks.
My attacks.
Your attacks. Okay.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm up to episode 20 right now.
Well, I'm 15, okay. 20 plus 6.
Remember, you can always spend more than one chip at a time.
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. Throw them all in. Just do a mass.
Well, now you know.
And knowing
is half the battle.
The other half is five.
Also, don't eat your dots.
Come back here, home.
No. You can do it or not.
Go to hell.
20 plus. You know, live action movie comes out next year, guys. You gotta go, live action.
That will be
I'm there, why. Man. I love G.I. Joe.
Probably.
Might bring a fridge.
Yeah.
It can't be any worse. It can't be any worse than dead or alive.
All right. Okay.
Don't say that.
Plus,
saying
that.
Go on.
So now they have vulnerability to both of you.
Savings.
Okay. All right. So Ben.
Yes.
You have one minion next to you, or you could move into the deathly cold of the other one. Or there's that happy one down at the end, and there's another happy one.
Take the minion.
There's lots of
take out the minion.
Zip them.
And get frozen to the
standard action.
Be a follow the signal.
What? Take on the dude right next to me.
The second wing.
He's taking the minion.
Yeah. Oh,
so yeah.
You're a human, right?
Yes.
Then yes. If they stay.
Do you want to shift? If you can, back one.
I thought he was. Immobilized.
Oh, make your saving throw first.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, roll
I guess right. You can't shift this round, but you can at least try to be your saving
throw. Okay,
you
rolled a 20.
Immobilization?
He rolled a nat 20 on that.
Okay, then you're fine, but you can't shift this round.
Okay.
At some point, you're going to want to shift out of the cold.
Okay, yes. What were you saying, Ethan? Sorry.
Anyway.
The second wind is a standard action.
So and Ben, just for your information, minions only have 1 hit point. So, with a minion, you only need to hit him.
If you hit him, they're
dies.
Gone.
Okay.
If you hit it, it dies.
I'll use pressing one.
Okay.
The alien dies. I guess they're Cthulhu dies.
You just want to hit him.
Have you seen the
what is it verse?
Have pinnacles? What numbers?
What is it verse? Is it AC? Is it reflex? Is it
dexterity versus AC?
Roll the deck. Is it a 13 or higher?
Warning? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He is dead.
Sweet.
Here, he gets the spoils.
All right.
To the spoils. Go to the
now, do you want to do a move action?
Yeah.
I wanted to have
been
out.
The keyboard ones?
Yeah, move action.
You can move up to six.
So I have
to
move?
No, you can move
up to six towards the snowman.
Okay. I don't recommend moving into his actual square.
Yeah, I'd stay there.
That's fine. Are you ready for transport?
Okay, Robin.
Jason fucking Statham?
We're gonna see it tonight.
My brother Eunice and I are probably gonna see it.
Bloodied, I'm okay. I've got so much share of it.
Granted, you two are still invited.
You say you have so much hair.
I said I've got so much hair.
I'm going to use Twin Strike.
Oh, maybe your hair was
the
your
minion. And
no.
Which theater are you guys going to? Do you know?
We don't know.
The Silver Die will be the snowman.
My brother and I are probably going to go to the AMC 30 to see it.
Okay.
So I see I critically fail, and I don't
care. To see what? What
do
you
see?
Like a decent time, like
oh, next call. Wednesday is Transporter 3 opens.
My second one of the evening.
If you have something clock, that might work.
I still haven't seen James Bond, and I'm mad about it.
On the same die?
I've seen it twice.
Yeah, actually.
Was it that good?
Yeah, I liked it.
I like James Bond.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
You're a rare person. You're a rare female to like him.
For your next round,
you want action?
All of your attacks have a 50% chance to miss.
If it's
oh,
an
A-Clock
phone,
we
definitely could make it
properly. Well, they have 100% I'm rolling, so who cares?
I'll let you guys know. I'll text you or something.
Cool. So.
All right. So on two.
I know we're going tonight, so
mine
it's got to work
that
day.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying.
Okay. I don't mind seeing that one.
I got what you actually
James Bond.
But I'm fine with it. We can meet at the theater.
Yeah.
Meet all of us out there.
Minion.
Yeah. Did you see Death Race?
Yeah. Hey, Ethan, do an attack of opportunity versus your dog, please.
Versus my dog?
I don't want to hit dog, my dog, please. Versus the minion.
I really don't want to hit my dog.
Yeah, you do.
I don't beat animals.
Yes, you do.
I love animals.
There we go, he's dead.
Way dead.
I want to see the day the Earth is sold.
Okay, the other minion, since it's... Might as well beat on the guy who's there. Attack a cleric.
Beat on
the gun. Oh, okay.
Does a 21 hit your armor class?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, one versus Scott's gonna miss.
I'm going to see it for a while.
One versus one.
I'm the yes man tonight. Yes, it does hit me.
All right. Back to the top, James. The big guy is just toppled over right now.
Is he dead?
Hack him up into pieces.
No. I shall use Force Orb on him.
What are you doing?
Force Orb attack. So
okay.
It's an encounter ability.
Alright. Who are you attacking?
To me.
Huh? Who are you attacking?
The creature on the ground.
The
what?
The toy soldier.
Toy soldier. Roll to hit.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
What did you think?
Roll to hit.
Okay, 9 for 20.
Okay. That will hit.
Is that full? Is that max damage?
It will crit. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay, and that will cause 23 points of damage, and then the next round, secondary damage, 1d10 plus 7. Always target enemy.
Yeah, read the description.
Each enemy adjacent to the primary target takes 1d10 plus 7 damage. So 17 damage.
Close adjacent.
And the snowman.
What, this thing? Yeah. Where are you hitting? This guy? Or over here? Over here.
Are you hitting here, or are you hitting over here?
You're hitting the nutcracker.
Yeah.
Well, you can hit the nutcracker all... Where do you want to shoot him on the feet? Shoot him on the head. Shoot him on the feet. Shoot him on the head.
So technically, he's prone.
Okay, that's fine. Then get rid of that minion.
Yeah.
And 17, you said?
Yeah.
If you bloody that guy over there, please.
Bloody the snowman.
Yes.
Bloody the snowman.
Bloody.
Snowman.
Ethan, it is you.
That's freaky.
I'm gonna try grasping roots on this dude. That might actually hit.
What is it versus?
That's 24 versus AC.
Yes.
Okay. He is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
And takes.
You got the light tower.
3, 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Then I use my minor action left on the dog. And the dog will go over to there.
He's tough. You have to all go up around. And you have to
make a mighty swing and probably miss. Yeah, miss. Assuming a 13.
Oh, yeah.
You now have a +2 to your AC.
That would be a wild beat.
Okay, but using a move action, Nut will stand up.
He's pissed off at the wizard.
And I take 5 points of damage because I'm standing in his.
You know, that's a good point. He is pissed off at the wizard. He's gonna just go, yeah, you can attack me, that's fine, I don't care.
Okay, so I'll take my.
Wait a second, he can't move through there.
I'm good.
I should use my minor action.
Don't people get attacks of opportunity?
Yeah, I didn't say you couldn't.
Okay.
Yep.
Really have emotions.
Which means,
I can use Howling Strike as a basic attack, which means.
Yeah. He has this burning hatred of everything living.
I rolled a natural 20.
Then you couldn't
do it.
So you do max damage on your basic attack.
Ooh, no.
15?
I didn't miss him up with 23 points.
16 damage.
How much?
16.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else hit? No.
Versus
AC?
No.
AC?
No, I
don't think so. Who can he smash here? He's been smashing you.
Read on!
You're almost dead, so he could just get rid of you.
Yeah, he could.
And the mage is always annoying. You're too far away.
Yeah.
How could you lay less?
I could use my minor action. An idiot.
Punch you a second time!
Punch you a second time!
Ben will be the only one living.
Well, and remember, deaths in this particular game really don't matter in the actual game. So.
Yeah,
till we start burning our silver Santas. We haven't found any yet. Damn it.
The nutcracker is full of.
Maybe. He's filled with something.
Like a pinata.
Hey.
I better not find nuts in there when I crack his head open.
Okay. A 29 hits you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ow. The hell is this guy?
He's a nutcracker. He cracks nuts. 20 points of damage.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Nuts and skulls, baby.
Where are you at?
Hold on just a second here.
Hold on. Have you seen that commercial for that nerves that's being.
Scott, am I rolling damage?
I know it
hits. It doesn't hit me, so.
Yeah,
okay.
Damage. Alright.
9?
I hit big.
The cleric is like. And you're like.
He's like, no.
Keep your head
up. Alright.
Like, stop it!
No.
Becca!
What do I roll for immobilization?
Well, you roll it at the end of your turn.
Yeah. You just can't move.
Same with the coldness.
Can't move from that spot.
Gotta save against cold.
I'm gonna use the same attack that I used last time.
Alright.
So it's Constitution versus Fortitude.
Alright.
That same stuff plus 2 is 13.
Doing word. I'm an idiot.
There's one power.
Keep forgetting about the mind actions. I always do.
Versus what?
No, I'm like
Fortitude.
I'm trying to
work.
That will hit. I don't know what power that is that you use for that. I think for Dracula powers.
When you put those together, 11.
You bring forth. It's meant to bring forth Dracula and it kills you. You know,
he is
so
bloody.
And then what do I roll for?
Unfortunately, you roll a d20. Just a d20. If you roll a 10 or higher, then you are no longer in the blast.
Okay. And I don't take the 5 cold until it's his turn?
Officially, I think it's on your turn, but we're just doing it for easy sake on his turn. So.
Okay.
Okay. Already marked it down.
Yeah. Scott, it is your turn. Your big enemy guy has just wandered off. There is a cold snowman that's kind of close to you, which is going to suck.
I'm going to drop this guy.
But.
Okay.
And he goes 5 meters, actually.
I'll go ahead and use my natural bullshit as a minor action.
Yeah, I need to go over 10.
He's
tall.
2.
Oh no, I want that. I'm trying to get his attention.
to shift.
Something like that on this PC.
There.
Ooh, the cheese is cooking?
It was oh, that's probably done then. Yeah.
And that will get me.
That will get him a flank.
That's good. Good indicator, usually.
So he did move into that minion space.
Eight temporary hit points.
Does a 17 hit you, by the way? Or 18, sorry. From
no.
A minion?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
I thought you only got a text of opportunity when you moved out of somebody's space.
It's true.
You're so cute.
Yeah, whatever.
How is it you just moved through somebody's?
We killed a lot of minions.
It's if they move out of a square that you threaten.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Never mind. Okay, but go ahead.
And,
it's a learning problem.
And he just moved from...
Yeah.
Technically, if you moved... This thing would have gotten the
screen. I shifted.
Oh, you
shifted.
Well, if you shifted, then you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Then just roll in. Or roll attacks.
Just two enemies adjacent to me there?
There are. There's a minion and a big dude.
Okay.
Minion and a nutcracker.
Yep. A soulless
evil
toy.
I will take a great cleave.
They build them this big, then they shrink.
Against the minion?
Against the minion.
Okay. That's fine.
28 versus his AC.
That
would be nice. And then I roll again for the nutcracker on his AC.
What does the power say?
It's a close burst one.
Does it say each creature?
Target is each enemy in burst. You can see. Mm-hmm.
Yes, then you roll to.
So you did go after the nutcracker.
And it's versus what?
Versus AC.
AC, okay. You need to get a 26.
Nat 20.
That's a crit.
Kill him. He will take
1,000 points of damage.
That would be cool.
999 points of damage?
But then you'd be a little overpowered at level 6.
17 points of damage and... Oh yeah, let's knock him prone.
Where? Which way? It's gonna fall on somebody.
No!
It's falling on you.
And.
Is he bloody?
No.
Damn you! I hate you! I
As a
die.
Standard action, I'm gonna use
what?
My second wind.
No.
You're gonna do what?
As my standard action, I'm gonna use my second wind.
For Sanchez.
I can't hear you.
Second wind.
Yes. All I heard was.
So are you still bloody?
Let's see. No, I will not be bloodied.
And you're not immobilized anymore.
Mood.
I was wondering about that. He was moving.
And, let's burn an action point.
Okay. Hey, do you have action points?
Dragons are nasty and they get bloodied.
Burning an action point will give you an extra standard action.
Let's go ahead.
These are not.
They get an extra breath attack.
Nope.
No, those are
fuck you and awesome
points.
And let's rage.
We do all have an
action point. Let's rage strike the prone toy soldier.
Okay. Most of this is just armor, so. I wonder if even prone actually gives you anything anymore. Oh, yeah, you get combat advantage. So you get a +2. You need to get 26 or higher if you're doing AC.
Okay, 19 misses his AC, so I'm going to do half damage for the missed strike.
Okay.
Did you add in the +2 because you are flanking?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't. That would be 21.
That still isn't enough, though. But you got to, yeah.
He's surrounded by 4 people, so he's flanked on all sides, pretty much.
How much?
Legs off.
They all run around on stubs.
Yeah.
They can drop him easier.
Half damage would be 12 points.
Now he's bloodied, Ethan.
Thank you, you little cunt.
Alright. Okay. Melissa, that's all you.
Little yuletide
okay,
bastard.
I'm going to cast Sanctuary on him.
Sanctuary!
You
get a +5 bonus to all your defenses.
until the end of your end of my next turn.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
How are you doing?
That's it. I'm hanging out with Rolo.
All right. Well, think about it. On your mind. Like, I'm missing the restroom. I'll be back. Sure.
Okay. Quickly, eat the rest of the candy on there.
What's the candy cane?
One piece as much.
Hey, who took my candy from wiping out the...
It's right there.
Thank you.
Hey, I passed it that way. What do you know? It's out of my hands. Once it's that way.
Over my friend. Just for kicks.
Okay, so Ethan, you've already added the 5 cold damage.
Yes.
And to Jayco, too.
Yes.
Becca, add the 5 cold damage. Snowman's going to attack you. That would be a 25, did you?
Snowman's horsey.
The snowman is beaten.
What is your AC?
Continual 5.
It will take 5 points of damage.
Bring it on.
Yeah, he'll just charge you in a second. 5 points damage, plus you're immobilized, let's take 5 more gold.
Okay, now I need a little red thing. And a blue thing.
Alright, so... Well, you have a sanctuary on you, so what does that do when I try to attack you?
Plus 5 of my defenses.
His defenses are all at best 5 right now.
Okay. Well, you still take 5 cold damage. Does a 23 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. You take 6 points of damage.
23? Hold on. I'm sorry, not now. No,
okay,
not.
Then
sorry.
You're just...
Sorry.
You're just
I keep forgetting about 27 with
plus
that.
Plus 5.
You get the plus 5.
Yes, yes. Sorry.
Okay, the other snowman is bloody.
What's your AC naturally? A 5?
The other snowman's bloody.
The other snowman is bloody is going to charge the barbarian.
Sweet. Bring it.
He has to go slow, though, because he doesn't have legs.
Yeah, he kind of hops. 21.
21 hits my witch, AC?
Yes.
Yes.
9 points of damage, you're immobilized, and you take 5 cold ongoing.
Yay!
Now, is it 2 spaces or 1 spaces? For
bloody.
Ethan? Oh, and he's bloody, too.
He's bloody.
You take 5 damage
Every time the snowman moves close to us, because they're radiating cold, we're taking damage.
So the snowman's going to step forward.
Bring it on!
You take 5 cold damage.
Macho man, anger broke.
He's gonna splash against you.
Splashy, what's that?
Yeah,
splashy.
He's like, hey, comes up with
he's
it.
Puppies.
Yeah. Puppies. So that's all the snowmen. All right, there's a dog trying to eat my food.
Hi, Maggie.
Nick, what do you want to do?
First of all, I'm gonna use a minor action. Finally.
Healing bird?
Healing word, yes. I need it!
But going out, I can heal people. I'm a cleric.
Myself!
I have the power of God inside me.
That's great. Alright, so I get my healing surge, so I get 12 plus 3. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
It's still 15 hit points.
That is true.
Yeah, you take that.
Something. Better than a poke in the eye.
Okay, something. I was just at 11. That's what
Pick
was
up.
Okay, anyway. And then...
Are you still bloodied?
I would not...
Not be bloodied.
Barely.
Did you buy a cookie before?
No. However, wait. I'm going to use... yes, I'm going to use Healing Strike.
Okay.
Let's see here. Versus AC. Again, I'm going to strike the snowman. Ooh. 16 plus my strength.
Two times.
Which should be 5. Did 21 hit his AC? That's good. AC, yes.
Is that a implement or a weapon?
I think so.
So we'll completely suck.
Melee weapon. So technically, actually, all you need to really do is using a mace, so it's plus 7.
Yeah. So it'd be
23.
That will have. Okay. How does that work? What does it mean? Like
this has a proficiency bonus.
Okay. So actually, well, it'd even be 25 even with that. I keep forgetting all these silly bonuses.
Anyway.
Okay. So that hits it. Okay, great. Marvelous.
I can give you a nice marker and you can write it all down.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I need to do something better than that. Alright, so two.
Whenever she's afraid, she farts.
Okay.
Is it
basically all of them? Yeah. Okay. 7 plus 4, 11, plus that, 13, plus strength.
You're fine.
What's that?
This already has your strength in it.
So. That's already part of that? Okay. Alright, so 7 plus that, 4.
Stop crying, please. 11
plus
2.
More hair play. 13.
Okay.
13?
13. 13 and he's marked. And I can get also a healing surge.
Outside?
I'm going to use that as well.
Okay.
Giving yourself a healing surge.
Okay, Ben.
Yes.
This snowman hasn't been damaged at all. He just got pushed.
Sweet.
There's a little handprint on his chest. A godly handprint. Other than that, there's nothing else on him. So I'd be looking at probably some encounter powers. Smoke them all the
red stuff.
Red stuff. Is that snowman D save anyway against the ongoing five fire damage? Have you been tracking that?
Yeah, he saved.
Okay, saved a long time ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Missed that, sorry.
No, I'll just bet he's pushing straight. Okay.
You know what it does?
Nope.
Okay. I get two attacks.
Okay.
Dexterity versus AC.
Okay.
If I hit the defender, I can push the target one square. If both attacks hit, then I can push the target number squares equal to one plus my strength modifier.
Okay. Roll ahead.
Over.
14 versus AC.
That wouldn't hit.
Fuck you, I'm awesome.
17.
17 still won't hit. But you can always eat one of your doodads.
Yeah. Say, fuck you, I'm awesome.
Sure.
The doodad.
Then you hit him.
Delicious.
Alright, so roll damage. Only one of them hit, so at least right. You can move him back one.
Well, technically, if he ate that, he does an automatic critical. Is that an automatic critical? Or
no, he'd have to eat another one to do automatic.
We could, I guess, eat another one. Great.
No. 14?
14 points of damage?
Yeah. 28. Plus 4.
Yeah.
Plus.
So how much?
Yeah. 14.
14?
14.
Okay. 14. And he shifts back one. So you're familiar, you moved him.
Cool.
Moving on.
Right,
Robin, it's all you.
Can that Finchburg just last one round? Is it?
It's until the end of my turn.
Your turn, okay.
Well?
He's going to try to attack you.
Yes.
He's going to keep attacking you. Everybody else is busy.
I'm going to use my flaming sword. And use a careful attack.
They've replaced the guitars with chainsaws.
Will a 27 hit his AC?
No.
27 will hit anybody's AC.
Okay.
Maybe not Frosty's. I don't remember. Frosty is a god. God among snowmen. Except until the summer comes. Spring, he's kind of okay.
I think it's just a regular D8.
Are you poking a snowman?
No, the toy soldier.
Okay.
You get a plus 2 because you're flanking.
No, she already hit.
Okay. You get a plus 400 to damage because he's prone.
and we're playing Final Fantasy?
Yes. So we all have 10,000 hit points.
Seven damage.
Be here for a while.
Yes.
Not really, because each attack does at least 200 at the minimum. Okay. His hair is on fire.
The toy soldier's hair?
Flyer, there. Did you go to that thing last Saturday? That band?
All right.
Did you go to that thing?
Minion.
That band last Saturday?
Okay. There is a minion.
Oh, no.
I missed it. That's
Minion's going to attack the guy.
Roll to Monsei.
Minion's going to miss.
Okay. No,
okay, back to the top. James.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all you.
Okay.
It's all up to you, man.
I shall... yell at the walls.
What?
Are all the
spell? That scares me.
No.
What is that?
Ladybug.
Is it dead?
No.
He's alive.
And I shall,
he's alive.
Since I already used my force order.
There's a bunch of those around it.
I shall mess with the poor little...
He's been free.
Little
toy soldier.
Yeah. Dog, yeah.
That
went
in the bedroom.
It was 42.
Go that way.
Because he sucks. Mark, that hit. Intelligence versus reflex is 21.
On the toy soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yay.
How much?
It's
12 points damage.
Was I sending 12? That one to the
cult? All right.
First standard action I use my power Dust Devil on the prone dude, and I horribly, horribly miss his fortitude, but fuck you, I'm awesome.
We can never have children in our game.
No.
Ever.
No.
Our children can't play, I guess.
Takes 15,
lock them in the closet.
15 points of damage.
You can do it!
Yes. And then, minor action for the dog. And move action shift backwards one.
I got that one, so.
The dog will try to bite and get a 14 versus AC.
No. Unless you're going against a minion, which there aren't any, so no.
Yeah. Then the dog.
Oh, yeah, there is. He's way over there.
Cool.
Dog will shift over here.
Okay.
Not bad.
Guess what the nut is going to do?
He's going to stand back up.
Oh!
And he knocks this woman down.
Oh. wonderful magnet time.
1, 2. Okay.
You get a dry erase board,
one,
man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, that sucks.
All the snowmen are at -50 to attack this round.
Channel the sun.
Yeah, sun fire too.
Okay, the nutcracker is not doing too well, and he is kind of flailing around, and he kills the ogre, and then he hits that
ogre can't be killed. He's Santa.
The Santa, the snowman that's in the back. He hits him. So he's still alive, but not liking it very much. And that's what he does.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, hey, I'll take it. If he wants to hit his own dudes, I'm not going to hurt him.
It's a berserk attack.
Mush!
And then he actually gets his attack. Ooh, now he can try to hit people. Who's he going to smash now? People. Well, one person has a flaming sword, so he'll try to hit her. 28.
Yeah.
You keep asking when you roll a 28. Which one of us has a 28?
Points of damage, so. Please.
This Ranger Girl gets a wooden fist to the head.
When did I get minus 19?
That was when you were in the bathroom.
Oh.
Teach you to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. 31 on the mage.
What?
To hit.
I think that hits.
Oh. Just might.
17 points of damage.
Say, if your AC is a 31, man.
Okay,
if your AC is a 31, why am I wearing plate?
Why am I not using... Why am I not strapping you to me?
I kill the wizard and strap a dead body to me.
That would be creepy. It kills you, just cuts your skin off and wears it.
I'll just strap myself to the wizard's back so when he goes to
attack. You don't have to have the bloody one in there. I know he's bloody.
It's more fun that way.
But in the process,
we're going to stabilize.
Okay, back up.
Okay.
That snowman is still there.
I know. I'm going to use one of my encounter attacks.
How much damage did I take from that?
220.
And I'm not even going to roll. Oh, I'm just going to say that I hit him.
You took 17
points. Roll first. Because you could, like, do
a okay, that's possible. Things. I could.
You could roll a crit naturally.
And then you wouldn't have to.
No,
that's a 2.
You need to add a 0 to the end of that. And there you go.
Well, I hit him with a 2.
Okay. Strangely, you hit him with a 2.
Now it says 2W, so that means I double.
2 weapon. Whatever your weapon damage is, roll double that.
Okay. So just multiply it times 2? Or do I roll twice?
Sure.
Ooh. I'd like to multiply that by 2.
Fine with me.
Plus my strength modifier, which is 5.
Okay.
Plus my constitution modifier.
Which is wide.
4.
Okay.
Is he dead?
No.
Damn, okay. Now I'm going to try and get rid of my stuff.
I'm being immobilized and frozen.
You're fine.
Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting that it might make you cry.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought